Hey everyone, it's Rose.
And it's Maggie.
And welcome to Enchanting Magic,
our podcast all about Disney and Harry Potter.
All things magical.
There you go. I like that.
That's why it's magic is in our title.
That's exactly right. So Rose has some Disney news.
So my Disney news is about Blizzard Beach and Typhoon Lagoon. Both of them are going to be open from May 21st through September 7th. They're going to have both water parks open. I don't even know the last time both of them were open.
That's amazing. Good.
Pretty sure it was like pre-COVID.
Would you like me to research it?
You can research it if you would like as I get the other news.
Okay.
So the other news is some about Disney World annual pass holders. So there is going to be some dining discounts from May 14th through June 30th at Hollywood and Dine, Tusker House Restaurant, only for lunch and dinner, Teladio for the Tapas Steak and Seafood, the Boatwright Dining Hall, and the Cape Mac Cafe, but only for dinner. For the July 1st through 31st, the Diamond Horseshoe, Whispering Canyon Cafe, Tiffin Restaurant, Coral Reef Restaurant, and Ale and Compass Restaurant, but only for breakfast and lunch, will have discounts as well.
Okay.
There's also going to be the opening of the Passholder Lounge. I do not know where it's going to be. Last time it was open, it was in Morocco.
Okay.
And there's going to be some merch discounts up to 30% off.
When?
I did not see the exact dates for that yet.
Oh, I'm excited about that. Not that I would buy anything.
Well, you never know. That is not true.
2019 was the last time that Disney World had all six of our parks, all four theme parks, and the two water parks open at the same time.
So it's been a very long time.
Yeah. I guess, like you said, pre-COVID. But I wonder why. Oh, it's telling me why. It allows for maintenance and enhancements at each park and efficient use of resources.
And the reason that all of them are open might be because of something else opening up.
Yeah, what was that, Rose, that you were talking about maybe going to?
The general public is going to be opening Epic Universe around that time. So Disney might be trying to draw some more people in.
You think?
Just a little.
I don't think they have to. It's amazing.
Have you seen the previews online for the Epic Universe?
Oh my God. That's amazing too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? That's new.
True.
And then, you know, I mean, we went to Harry Potter World. It was amazing. It's not something I want to go back to every week. You know, where Disney, I go back there every week because there's so much to choose from.
Don't forget, you did barely even dipped a toe outside of Universe. Soul's Harry Potter section.
But that's what I like. I'm there for the Harry Potter. Epic, I'm there for the Harry Potter. So it's catered for such a small audience where Disney is catered toward families. You know?
So is Universal. It's just you're not a huge fan of the IP from the other sections of Universal.
No, I'm not. And there's a lot of people like me. So,
yeah.
So anyway.
Anyways.
So what are we doing tonight, Rose?
So I know we said we were doing something like Harry Potter, but instead we are going to come back to our wheel of random words.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're going to spin a wheel. Only one of us can spin at a time.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
I was practicing. You might hear the sound in the back.
We can't both spin. Otherwise, we're going to end up on different ones left. Unless we want to spin, you do one and we'll just,
I will spin. Because last time you spun because I was having internet trouble. So I will spin this time.
Please remember when you click and you spin, it will make the little sound. It will take a couple seconds to spin. I don't know how to speed that up. Sorry. But once you have your word, please make sure you hit remove instead of close.
Yes, teacher.
Sorry.
That's okay. Okay. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
We're going to say a word. And then you have to read how it relates to Disney. Now, is it just Disney or is it Epcot? Is it the Disney universe?
It's the entire Disney universe.
Okay.
However, wow. I do have a clarify question for you.
You have what?
last time you said we can't repeat anything. So we can't use the same movie. Is that still the rule?
I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, it definitely gave it more of a challenge, but at the same time, I'm pretty sure you only did that so I wouldn't keep talking about Percy Jackson.
Yeah, that's a good reason. We're not going to repeat it. Now, this is Disney. Wait, you just threw me. Disney movies or just Disney?
Disney.
Got it.
Movies, it could be TV shows, it could be parks, it could be anything Disney.
Okay, folks, I'm spinning the wheel for Rose, and her first word is squeamish.
Squeamish. I put that on. I was like, I have no idea what I'm going to put that. Oh, who is that character who hides off the side of the boat, who has the green face and is like going into the ocean? Oh, I think it was in Pocahontas.
Okay.
But yeah, which movie was that? Oh, who gets seasick? Who got seasick in Disney?
Oh, no, it was Eric's in The Little Mermaid.
It was the count or something that follows him around.
His butler.
Yes, his butler. He got squeamish.
Yes.
All right. Now it is your turn for squeamish.
Oh, I thought I was going to do a different word. I'm sorry. Squeamish. I was thinking The Little Mermaid, actually, when the souls come out of... You know, at the very end where all the souls pop out because Ariel saves the world?
Oh, yeah.
I hate that. That just reminds me of, like, those little squeezy things where, like, gel comes out. I can't handle that. I have to look away.
Also, I'm sorry to break in, but I just got pass holder news on my phone. I literally, as you were talking, it beeped.
Okay, go ahead. Go for it.
There's going to be a new annual pass holder magnet, and there's a clue.
Okay.
Because they don't, once upon a time, in a world of spell and lore, where magic weaved through shadows evermore, some ever afters bound in sorrow's grip, twisted fate's design, and let hope slip. And it's in a little book. Like, it like has, like, you remember in Beauty and the Beast, it has like the book opens up and you get to see like the drawings. It was also, I think, in Sleeping Beauty, but yeah.
What do you think it is?
I don't know.
I thought it was Snow White immediately. The first line makes me think of Snow White.
Yeah, I don't know. My first thought was Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, well, we will find out, folks. Rose will definitely let us know. The next word is fair. F-A-I-R, fair.
Are you going first or me?
You go first. I'll say the words. You go first and I'll go second.
All right. Fair. Sleeping Beauty. The fairest maiden of them all.
Oh, very nice. I was thinking actually Snow White, because she is so... I hate to say it, I changed my mind because I don't like the new one. So, because she's not fair. She's not pure skin. So that kind of threw me off too. Fair. But then I also thought about, what's the one? I was thinking like F-A-I, well, fair, like a carnival. I'm trying to think like which, I got a whole bunch of movies that come to mind that have carnivals in it.
Carnival makes me think of actually Disneyland with the Ferris wheel.
I was thinking of that. I was also thinking of like the old time in Magic Kingdom where they used to have the carnival rides. And then I started thinking about the ride that we all love, the Toy Story one.
Ah, yeah.
So my mind went probably 7 different places and I couldn't stop it. Okay, I'm spinning the wheel. I turned the volume off. That's how I don't hear the clicker. Okay, Rose, your next word is... Ooh, clouds. We're going to have the same one, I'll bet.
Elemental.
No, we're not.
We are not. So my mind goes to the cloud people in Elemental, the movie.
Okay.
And they're made of cloud pieces and stuff. They're made of, like, they're fluffy and they're made of clouds. I think there's cloud people. I've only really seen clips, so I'm pretty sure there's cloud people.
Oh, you'll have to check it out. Mine is Toy Story because of the background in Andy's room. Very simple.
Yeah, I mean, yes, there are cloud people at Elemental. Okay, so I think so. I thought you were going to go Inside Out with the Cloud City from Inside Out.
Oh, that's true. I didn't even think of that. I thought of Toy Story immediately. Okay, are you ready?
I am ready.
The next one is Bears. Rawr.
Brother Bear.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
And what made you think of Brother Bear?
Bear.
Okay.
The music and Brother Bear is so good, and it's been stuck in my head the past couple days that I thought of Brother Bear. I'm like, ooh, bear spirit, bear, Brother Bear.
Got it. Look for the bear necessities, the simple bear necessities. That's what came to my mind. So the Jungle Book. And then I thought of the Country Bear Jamboree too, but I haven't seen that in years.
My second thought was actually Brave.
Oh my gosh, that's right, because the mother turns into a bear.
And so do the triplet brothers.
I forgot they about turn that. How about Goldilocks and the Three Bears? Is that Disney?
No, that's Brothers Grimm.
Oh, okay, never mind. I'm really good at doing that. Okay, next word. I'm so glad I don't go first. Slide.
Slide. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my mind is going back to old Disney.
Okay.
The Honey, I Shrunk the Kids playground.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Oh my God. And sliding down the things there. Oh my goodness. Oh, I missed that playground. That was a good playground.
That was very good. It was the big Legos. I remember that was in Animal Kingdom, wasn't it? Dinosaur Land.
No, that was in Hollywood Studios.
Wow. That has been a while.
Honestly, Hollywood Studios, you need playgrounds for kids again. Just going to plug that in.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that was great. It also took up a lot of space, but it let kids run around, run off that energy that they need to run off.
And that would have been closed during COVID for sure. So.
Oh, yeah.
Slide. Oh, man. First thing I thought of was Flubber. And because some of the instruments he uses, I'm wondering if there's like a little slide portion, like a slide ruler or slide calculator. You know, I thought of Robin Williams in that.
When you said Flubber, I thought of Flubber sliding on the floor.
Oh, there you go. I love it. Okay. Here we go. Hear the wind? I feel like I'm at a carnival right now. Okay, your next word is color.
Color. Ooh. Oh, no, that's not Disney. Darn it.
You can still use it. You know, I did a few of those.
I'm going to go for Rapunzel.
Okay.
So I'm not going for the obvious part of Pascal, even though, because that did not pop in my brain until after I said the word Rapunzel.
Okay.
Still, as her little chameleon who changes color.
Yes. Oh, I love that little guy.
My actual thought was all the colors that she uses to paint when she in the song "When Will My Life Begin."
Oh yeah. Oh, I like that.
Paint the walls. I'm sure there's room somewhere.
Yep. Okay. Yeah.
Also, I've been rewatching the series.
I'm sorry, what?
I've been rewatching the series again, and she does a lot of painting.
Yes, she does. Okay. I thought of when we went to Disney last time and Epcot was, Figment was part of Epcot and he had so many colors on him. Mm. It was, I don't remember which festival it was though.
We were there at the Food and Wine Festival with you.
That's right, because there was like 70s colors. It looked like it was straight from the 70s or 60s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's what it reminded me of. And all the flowers, and it was very pretty.
Well, my brain just now jumped to the art festival, Festival of the Arts, where you get to help paint all the colors in that mural. Thank you for making my brain jump there.
Hey, my pleasure. What are moms for? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Kittens.
The Aristocrats.
Oh my God, I went there too. I gotta come up. Okay, I got a different one. Yeah.
So mine is the little, I think Marie is the little kitten's name, the white kitten. My mind went to ladies don't start fights, but they can finish them.
Okay.
That's what my brain thought.
Okay, that's interesting. Mine was Lady and the Tramp with the two Siamese cats.
Ah.
We are Siamese, if you please.
That would never be able to be made today.
Yeah, I know. That's the only part of I know it.
I know okay. There's more of that song, but yeah, it would not be able to be made today.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Oh, this is a good one. Afford.
Oh,
can you afford Disney? Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I think we both had that first thought.
Yeah, let's see. How do we afford it? Okay.
I'm going to say also, not just if we're going with that just together, not only afford the money, but sometimes it's the affording the time.
Yeah.
Ooh, when you don't have the time off of work.
Yes, that's very true, Rose. I like that.
Or if you don't live in Florida, you might not have the time to fly down here for very long. Very and then true. You have to be careful how you afford your time well at Disney.
Wow, look at you. You are very logical and sentimental there. I like it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I was thinking about ways to afford Disney. You know, the pass holder pass, is that right?
Annual pass holder.
Annual pass holder has 20% discount. There's merchandise that's on sale. Disney website has stuff on sale. I mean, if you sign up for Disney.com, or you get so many different coupons and things are on sale and clearances. So there's ways to afford. You just need to look for discounts. That's what I was thinking. And you know, the other thing is you can afford to eat there. Just bring snacks. You can make a budget and stick to it. So you can afford Disney.
Also, there's some kids meals that are pretty big.
Yeah,
like half the price of an adult entree and a quick service.
Yeah, like we did for our 25 meals, $25 a day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
If you like pizza, Connections has a pretty good deal for a kids meal. They have a large slice of pizza with like two sides and a drink.
That's really good. Except not as good as a pizza in Epcot.
No, I think this one's better.
Okay, talking about that, our next word is tasteful.
Tasteful.
I got one.
Are you at Epcot as well?
No.
All right.
Okay.
My thought was Epcot. How tasteful the festivals are.
Oh, that's a nice one.
You have a bunch of different things that are very tasty. You get to try around. You get to taste little bits and pieces. And I love how a lot of the time for some of the festivals, it's different cultures.
Very true. Yep.
Because I love trying new foods and different foods from different cultures. That's just me personally. I'm a very adventurous eater.
Oh, where'd you get that from? Wow. That's amazing. I actually
have no idea.
Exactly. With tasteful, what I was thinking was, you gotta hear me out though. The way people dress, sometimes it's tasteful. Some people think it's not tasteful, but you have to feel good about yourself and you have to give a good body image and you have to be proud of what you decide to wear to Disney and own it.
Like, about what a friend of ours said the other day with bike shorts.
You mean me? Oh, no. Yeah. Well, yeah, kind of, sort of. I was thinking that. Because I said, when I go to Disney with you in July, you know, I'm going to be wearing bike shorts and a t-shirt. And you know what? I'm going to be okay. It may not be tasteful to other people, but I'm not down there if people judge me. I'm down there to see someone that, wow, that girl looks like she really is having fun. So tasteful, if you find something tasteful, wear it and own it. So,
that by was the way, if you wear bike shorts to Disney, it is a hack because a lot of bike shorts these days have pockets.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. So true. So true. Okay. Oh, you got it. Okay. Magenta. Oh, can we do Harry Potter?
Oh, magenta. Oh, got it.
Oh, good.
Anastasia. Whoa. With her red magenta outfit.
Oh, okay.
Especially in the park, when she has the cape, it definitely looks more magenta to me than just plain red. or just
it
pink?
It was, especially in the movie, the new movie with, oh, what was it? Brandy?
Still have the one from the early 2000s?
Yeah, Brandy and
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg, yeah. And Whitney Houston.
Yeah, that's definitely a new movie, Mom.
Hey, stop it.
You mean the movie that's like 20 something years old?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, just because it's 20 years old.
It's over 20 years old. That came out in 1997, Mom.
Oh my goodness. That gracious, is really?
That is 28 years ago.
Wow. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah, totally.
Two things came to mind. The first one was Meg from Hercules because she has this magenta dress. Ooh. The second one was a Cheshire Cat from Cinderella. No, wait, from Alice in Wonderland. And then the Cheshire Cat Cafe, which has the magenta
puff Cheshire pastries. Cat tail.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Ready.
Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ooh, change.
Ooh. Princess and the Frog.
Oh, I like that. That's like a transformation there. Okay.
Because change, transformation, they're changing bodies, they're changing shapes. How the villain in that changes them from human to frog. And how the shadows on the wall in his song changes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Then brought my thought over to Sword in the Stone.
Oh, okay.
When Merlin and, I can't remember the evil witch's name, were fighting, they were always changing shapes. And he was also changing Merlin's shape constantly. Like, Merlin loved him as a squirrel. It was hilarious.
Oh, that was really good.
With Arthur, yeah.
King Arthur, yep. I think I was thinking about changes and how the machines at Disney, when I was younger, when you guys were lower, took change, like actual coins. What's the look?
You're dating yourself there.
I know.
When I was little, they took coins.
Well, I'm almost 60, so yeah. And but I thought about that, and I thought about the world itself. Like, they don't have coin machines anymore. I mean, telephones don't take payphones. You know, you go to casinos. Casinos don't take change either. They're all on a card. So, I mean, it's the progression of Disney. Okay.
But next there one. Still are the penny machines. You have to pay. You can't pay with actual coins now, but you can still get a pressed penny.
That's true. You can. It costs you 50 cents, I think. 51 cents.
I think a little bit more than that at this rate.
True. Okay. You ready for the next one?
I am ready for the next one.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Find out what it means to me.
Yep.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Oh, Who wants respect in the respect?
Oh, mine is like right to mind. You want me to go first?
Sure, you can go first.
Mulan. About respecting your culture, respecting your family. What you wish for, you know, it's Mulan who embodies her father so that bring respect to her family.
Okay.
No?
Okay. Honor to her family, but yes.
Honor, respect, all that good stuff's all together.
I'm going to jump to the Goofy movie.
Oh my gosh, talk about dating yourself.
Thanks. Cool. Hey, there's been a bunch of Goofy movie stuff recently coming out, so.
There have been, right. Okay.
Yeah. But my thing was about how Goofy just wants to spend time and have his son respect him.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
And
that
he tries to plan this whole trip to get that happen. It goes off the rail. He's trying. He doesn't believe Max respects him, but Max does. He just is a teenager.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And Goofy is Goofy.
Yeah, Goofy is Goofy. And then they end up at the Powerline concert, which is what Rock and Roll Roller Coaster should be turning into.
We're not going to talk about that, remember? Okay. This is a hard one. Understood. Aww. Understood. Ooh,
my mind went to two different movies that are came out around the same time.
Okay.
Turning Red and Encanto. It's about being the main character wants to be understood by their family. In Turning Red, she wants to be understood that she doesn't understand her family's culture. She is a Chinese American and she wants to be she wants to be more Americanized. She wants to go to this, but her parents are very steeped in tradition and they don't understand each other. True. And she wants her mom to understand what's important to her.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. And the ending is beautiful.
Yeah. And in Encanto, Mirabelle wants to be understood by her family as the only one without a gift. She wants to understand why she doesn't have a gift, and she wants to still help her family and her community, despite all that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I love your definitions. Those are really good. Understood. I think it's something kind of silly and funny.
Yeah, no problem.
What?
No problem. That's what this is about.
Okay, when we're there at Disney, you tell me directions. And you're like, okay, Mom, go this way, this way, this way. Look on the Disney app map. You'll get there. Do you understand me? Sure. I walk 9 feet, 10 feet, and I'm lost. So I never really understood directions.
Yes, I love that about you.
Thank you. I don't know, folks, if you've ever used the Disney app. I mean, it's got a map on it and it's a walking path. And literally, you can't get lost.
You just have to follow the line.
And I followed the line. It was around the carousel or something. Something so simple. You guys were on the other side. I ended up like maybe 5 rides away. I don't know how I did it.
I don't know how you did either, because you started in Tomorrowland and went to the carousel despite you were trying to get to the front of the park.
I guess I didn't understand the directions. Okay. Daily.
Your daily dose of Disney.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
Okay. So other than that, my mind also goes to, again, the TikTok I mentioned, I think 2-3 episodes ago, about the person who does a daily thing. Like, this is day so-and-so of asking Disney to put sing-alongs on. Mm-hmm. Still liking her feed, still putting likes whenever I see her pop up in my feed. Oh, nice. I follow her.
Okay. Daily. I was thinking, I think at Disney Daily, I have like a wish list, and it's like a lot of times on my daily notes to myself, I'll write something about Disney. Like a feel good memory, a song, something that makes you smile, so that when you look back on this list at night and say 3 things you're thankful for, usually one of them is Disney.
Which brought my mind to something else.
Okay.
Our daily countdown.
Yes.
The daily countdown to your next trip.
Oh, I need that. You have to send me that app.
You literally just, you had it before. Yeah. How did you lose that?
I didn't understand the directions.
Oh, did you delete the app?
No, I got it. I just don't know how to use it. I don't understand it. Okay. Are you ready? How many days until Disney?
Too many.
Oh, is it Disney or is it Disney cruise, or is it our cruise we're going on?
Disney.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Future. I got this.
Alrighty.
I'm thinking about how you changed your future from living here in Jersey, moving to Florida, becoming a school teacher, and you knew your future was Disney. You wanted Disney in your future, and you embraced it, and you went to it, and you went for it, Rose. And you have now such a bright future because you made that change. So I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'm sentimental tonight.
Apparently. My mind went to Tomorrowland and the future section of Epcot. Mm-hmm. And how Walt Disney was always about looking to the future.
True. That's very good. Very apropos. Trying to get there. Like in the also carousel of progress. Sorry.
Also need to meet the Robinsons.
Love that movie. That is so good.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what's funny is a lot of these words are reminding me of Harry Potter, and I'm trying really hard not to go there. Okay. Oh, cool. Ready?
Yes.
Voice.
Ariel.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. Okay.
Mine went to Ariel losing her voice.
Mm-hmm.
In her movie. Oh, well, now my mind went somewhere else.
Well, let me do my mind first before you go somewhere else.
Okay.
Okay. My mind goes to, I'm watching a video, an animated movie, and I'm like, wait, I know that voice. And then I have to Google it to go into IMDb to see who played it. And like, oh my gosh, yeah. And the other day, I was showing a movie at school. It was a Brain Pop Jr. something. Oh no, I forget what it was. Anyway, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's the voice of Goofy. And then we're watching it. I'm like, oh my gosh, guys, that's the voice of Pooh Bear. And I can't, it was something to do with Earth Day. Maybe, oh, the Lorax.
Oh.
And he sounded just like, and then one of the kids is like, that's Pooh Bear. I'm like, yes, it is. So I had to, I love to see and see what movies these voices are, because they're usually, Disney has these really well-known actors and actresses and star power. I mean, we're just talking about Whoopi Goldberg. I mean, talk about like the ultimate in star power. Yeah. So yeah, that's where I went.
What were you doing? First of all, to have a very important question.
Yeah.
Which Lorax movie?
The original. We can't show the other one. Okay. Too scary.
All right. My mind's popped over to the Voices of Liberty over in the Epcot Pavilion. Also, I realize a lot of my brain is going to Epcot right now. Oh, well. But so their lineup of who's singing does change, as does the songs that they are singing occasionally. Like at Christmas holiday time, they were singing more holiday music. Right now, they were singing more old hymns and old songs.
Aww.
Like folktale songs.
Yeah. It's
cool to listen to. Like, you know some of them. You don't know you know some of them, but you know some of them.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. And just like old folk tales of history. I'm like, those are so cool. And you think about it, folk tales used to be how stories were passed down from generation to generation.
That's very true.
Even most of the Disney movies, they're originally like from folk tales and fairy tales that were passed down to generation to generation and are Disney-fied.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is Control. Go ahead.
Mother Gothel.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
She's trying to control Rapunzel and her hair.
I thought about a lot of the stepmothers. Cinderella's stepmother was controlling.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's a theme. I have to think of the other ones. A lot of them have dead parents, which is strange.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah, actually, Anna and Elsa, their mom was dead. Okay, we're not going to go there. That's too depressing.
Yeah, that's a little depressing. Let's get off of that topic, please.
Okay, the next one.
Two left or three left?
Three left. Oh, Harry Potterism. We're in for a bumpy ride. Bumpy.
Bumpy. Okay, so my mind went to two different rides.
Go for it.
The first ride that it went to was Spaceship Earth, because it's getting a little bumpy. It needs some oil and some love.
Very true.
My other thought was back to the old one of Triceratops. The one that's kind of like a cat and mouse. What was that?
Mousetrap.
Like, but it wasn't that. It was like Disney-fied. It was like...
Triceratops.
Oh, what was that called? It was something about time travel, right?
Oh, Back to the Future. Yeah. Bumpy.
What was that called? Not Countdown to Extinction. That was the... That was what Dinosaur was called. This was something else.
Rose is Googling it right now. Yeah. You want me to wait or you want me to tell you mine?
You keep going.
I have a question though. Is Daredevil Disney?
Technically, yes.
Okay. And then also the one that got me, which I can't handle, is Black Panther is Disney, right?
Yes.
Okay. His skin. Oh, she's got it.
Oh, yeah. Killmonger's skin. Ooh.
Just seeing your face, Rose. His skin has bumps on it for each of his kill. And I can't handle that. And then Daredevil's, I can't do that either. Daredevil, okay, you're welcome, Rose.
Daredevil doesn't have bumpy skin.
Daredevil, in his last movie, didn't he have a fire or something that destroyed his face?
He has some. So when he was a kid, you saw the burn scars around his eyes, but not usually in the movies.
Do you I've never seen Daredevil.
So yeah, no, not usually.
Okay, so I might have the totally wrong movie. I'm going to stick with Killmonger.
But going off Daredevil, Braille is bumps.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Braille.
Okay, so what were you? Go ahead.
Primordial Whirl.
Oh, okay.
That was the name of it, or I think that's how you pronounce it. It was a like a cat and mouse, I believe, is what most places call them.
True. Yep.
I remember we tried to go on it with they tried to squeeze all three of us into the tight one.
Oh, that was hard. We did that down in Dorney Park too, and we also did it down the shore in Monterey, Maurice Peel Pier.
Yeah. When there's at least two adults, do not squeeze a teenager or older between them.
Mm-hmm. Or on the end, because the end you're going to get squished anyway. So
I was in the middle.
Okay. The next one, magic.
Magic. Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? Ooh, is that Disney?
Wait, how do you know that song?
The Parent Trap.
Sean Cassidy sang it. Oh my gosh. Okay, the Parent Trap. Yeah, well, I guess so. Parent Trap is Disney.
Yeah, Parent Trap is Disney. Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? The one with Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Lindsay Lohan. I just watched two of her movies. She's a good actress. I like her.
Yeah, she had a downhill, but she's come back up again. But yeah, that's where my brain went. Was that song and the Parent Trap?
Yep.
I believe it's towards the middle, right before they go back to their parents and they're figuring out each other.
Okay. You'd have to watch it. I haven't seen it in so long. So
neither have I. That should be on my list this weekend.
Oh my gosh. No, your list is go to Disney this weekend. That's your list.
My list can have more than one thing.
Okay. That sounds good. Or if your list, just Google it. Nope. Yeah, I can find the answer. Okay. Magic, obviously Harry Potter. That's what I meant. You got to make a Rose makes the list. Let's not make so many magical coordination lists. Like,
but Harry Disney half magic at least.
Yeah, I actually thought of the Sorcerer's Stone, and I love Fantasia, where you're sitting in the big theater, and it's the it's the singing, the brooms and the water, and I love that part, that scene. So, but then I was trying to think of like what other Witch Mountain? You know, there's some really old movies too that have magic in it. So Bedknobs and Broomsticks is magic. So there's a lot that still have magic. Okay, our last one. Natural.
That's on this list. I don't even see that on there.
It's the last one left.
That's not on my list. Wow, I think somehow one got on yours. I don't have natural on my wheel.
Oh, well.
That's weird.
Natural, okay.
All right, anyways, natural nature.
You wanted nature, not natural?
No, my brain, natural nature. That's what my brain is doing. Okay. It's thinking about the natural world and all of the geographic things that Disney has. That explore our world, that section of Disney. It's not explored as much, especially in this podcast, but we should definitely explore that one day.
Okay, that sounds good.
Watch some movies and talk about it. I know you're not the hugest documentary fan, but.
Oh, no, not at all. Okay. Natural, I was thinking about, you know, I was talking before about be proud of who you are. When you go to Disney, go natural. You don't need mascara, makeup, blush, hair curls, you know, you don't, yeah, for the pictures it's great, but if you go natural, you have that magical glow about you.
However, if you prefer that, go and do your thing.
Fine. Of course you can. That's what I meant. I mean, it looks really nice.
So we will be back with you next week. We're not entirely sure what we're talking about, but I think we'll try what we were going to do this week originally with Harry Potter.
Sounds like a good plan to me.
All righty. This is Rose.
And this is Maggie signing off. Have a magical week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.